Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path two. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 22-4, and this is what we call a master level energy. It's considered the master builder. However, when it comes in a cycle, especially around an eclipse, this can be really incredibly beautiful energy to work with. And so it can bring up things around travel. If you have an opportunity to travel, especially for work, there's a very practical sort of work-oriented keynote to this energy. And so you may have an opportunity around this eclipse or in the coming months to travel for work, but that travel can actually open up other opportunities for you that feel very divinely guided, right? Incredibly beautiful energy. This can also bring about sort of unexpected new plans or advancements. So again, this could be like getting a promotion at work or a job, the job of your dreams sort of opening up and you recognizing that, you know, this is something you want to put your head in, you know, throw your head in for. And it can actually turn out to be in your favor under this energy. So whatever you start at this time or whatever you sort of initiate can actually be very successful or turn out to be very successful. I would say that it would be over a period of time though, because nothing usually happens quickly with four energy, especially 22-4 energy, but whatever you commit to under this energy has the potential to be like withstanding, right? Long lasting, very sustainable. So if you were to take a promotion or something like that, I think you would find it to be very beneficial and very fulfilling in a lot of ways. This is also a cycle where your dreams can start to come true, where you can feel like those secret desires can become a reality or something that you've been working towards and investing your energy, time, and resources into. You can really see that come to light at this time and become something very tangible. So there can be a tremendous amount of fulfillment associated with this cycle. You can also find that it can be a period where life just seems to get a lot busier, where maybe you're taking on more responsibilities. Again, maybe you're promoting yourself or getting your work out into the world or whatever the case may be. And you're just finding that you're more busy, right? And it might look a little bit different than what you're used to. Same thing with this can be an energy around relationships, right? We have double twos, which two, of course, is your energy, but you could see a lot around relationships come up where you are solidifying something, you're taking something to the next level, you are finding security and sort of structure within your greater connections and your relationships. But definitely this could be a time for taking a relationship to the next level or entering into a very mature, serious relationship, right? Or connecting with someone who might be a little bit older or wiser or whatever the case may be, but someone who has the potential to really help to instill wisdom into your own journey. And again, can be somebody who is very steadfast and very pivotal in your life. The other thing I would say is that this is a time to really hone in on your field of expertise, right? So this can be a time where you become the expert in your field or you are sort of advancing in that area. Maybe you go back to school, maybe you're getting some kind of certificate or degree or something like that. This can be a great time to do that, to become the expert in a certain area or and then sort of use that expertise to teach or to share that wisdom in some way with others. This can also be a time for acknowledgement and kind of getting thrown into the spotlight, but in a way where it's like, again, your expertise is acknowledged and people want to learn from you. They want to gain your wisdom. They want to understand whatever it is that you're trying to teach them or have to teach them. So you can kind of see that you're being, I don't know, it's just sort of, again, thrown into the spotlight a little bit. I would say throughout this journey, and again, remember, this is happening under an eclipse, so it can be around the next 6 months to a year. So I would say just try to be as practical as possible. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. Twos are typically very sensitive by nature, and so it can be easy for the emotions to take over. And I would say this is going to be a time to be as grounded as possible, come back to your center, make sure, you know, find ways to get rooted and grounded. Because what you're trying to do here with this energy is take your ideas, take whatever is being presented with you and turn it into something tangible, to build something sustainable, whether again, it's relationships or an actual project, whatever the case may be. Now you're also working with manatee energy. And what's interesting with manatee energy is that this is a very like subtle, very soft, very gentle type of energy. And so what I would say is, you know, where the 22-4, I would say at times can be a little bit more in its masculine energy, you know, building something, taking action, going after what you want, being persistent, etc. Manatee energy is certainly more feminine. So there's something here about, you know, being very gentle with yourself through this process, not putting too much pressure on yourself or too high of expectations. Just make sure that you kind of go with the flow as much as possible. Surrender to what you cannot control and don't become too reactive if something doesn't go your way or the way that you had hoped it would go. Manatee sort of lets you be a little bit more gentle with yourself, with others, with the circumstances. And in doing so, you will typically uncover or discover some kind of hidden solution. And that's the other thing with the 22-4 energy. It's very solution focused. So you could find a lot of solutions surface for you at this time. You're going to, of course, have to be the one that creates that solution or moves towards it or commits to achieving it. But you could find that solutions to problems surface at this time and make your life a lot easier. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, twos. Bye for now.